Hello, welcome to today's episode of Constructing Change, where we dive into the challenges and innovations shaping the construction industry. I'm your host, Jordan, and today we have a special guest, Michael, the CEO of Formwork. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to discuss the issues in our industry.
Let's jump right in. So the construction industry is known for its unique sets of challenges. I understand that you recently deployed a survey and had interviews with project managers and architects to get a deeper understanding of some of the current challenges in the industry. Could we talk about the pain points that you heard?
Yeah, of course. Through our survey, we identified a few different pain points that are affecting the project managers. It was quite a diverse set of results that we got. There's definitely a lot of different pain points affecting people across the industry, and different people will have different prioritizations. Our main takeaway was that their industry is quite outdated and there is a lot of space for optimization and improvement. I'll take you through some of the main pain points that we identified. So one of them was like incomplete designs and poor coordination. One of the significant issues of that is drawings issued for construction are often incomplete. Many project managers express frustration over the decline in detail and accuracy in architectural drawings compared to a few decades ago. And as David Lockwood from Modak Contracting noted, his drawings are never complete anymore, which leads to confusion and delays on site. Another pain point that was identified was a labor shortage. Another major challenge is the lack of skilled workforce. So the construction industry is facing an ongoing labor shortage with many experienced workers nearing retirement and not enough new talent entering the field. This isn't just workers out in the field doing the actual construction. This labor shortage also goes across all aspects of the construction industry, from back office to designing. And this shortage not only impacts project timelines, but it also increases labor costs as companies compete for the available workers.
Yes, of course. When it comes to a lot of manual labor, there's quite a big labor shortage. So I can imagine looking for suitable workers is quite difficult in the times. Was there any other pain points you found?
So also cost overruns. We heard that costs were overrunning, which are prevalent in the industry. A McKinsey study highlighted that 98% of large construction projects experienced overruns of more than 30% of estimated budget.
That's quite a lot.
This often stems from poor cost estimates during the planning and design changes, and then payment delays.
Of course.
Also, communication problems. Many respondents pointed out inadequate communication as a significant barrier to project success. There's often a disconnect between office staff and on-site workers, leading to misunderstandings that can derail progress.
Yes, of course. Us being in the 21st century, you'd think that communication would be a lot easier. But delegating work and connecting the people in your teams is a lot harder than it seems, for sure.
Exactly. You know, a lot of companies are so big now, and there's so many different departments with different levels of management. Things can often get lost in the chain of command. And then the last pain point our survey identified was cash flow issues. You know, the economy's not great right now, and then managing cash flow is critical with every project. So construction firms need to ensure that they have steady funds to pay subcontractors, vendors, and employees on time. Mm-hmm. And then when the payments fall behind, it disrupts cash flow and halts the project progress.
Yeah, it all has a knock-on effect, really, doesn't it? So, I mean, those are some serious challenges. How do you think these pain points impact overall project management?
These issues have a ripple effect throughout the entire project life cycle. For example, incomplete designs lead to delays, which can trigger the cost overruns and impact the cash flow.
Yeah.
Then when project managers have to deal with constant changes or rework due to the poor initial designs, not only adds stress, but it can compromise quality.
And that is not something that we're looking for. You want to make sure that quality is as high as it can get. And there are also new technologies trying to tackle these pain points, Formwork being one of them, as you connect companies with talents on demand, similar to outsourcing. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Outsourcing design allows firms to tap into the pool of skilled architects and engineers without the long-term commitment of hiring full-time staff, and also takes out the pain of trying to source those full-time staff where you need to post a job, interview people, mm-hmm. etc. This flexibility helps manage workloads better during peak times and ensures projects stay on track without compromising quality. Mm. And then because outsourcing for temporary things, you don't need to keep someone on payroll when it's not a peak time of work and there's not as much to be done.
Yeah, of course, because having in-house, although it might seem initially more efficient, it comes with all of those things that you've just mentioned tagged onto it, which ultimately create higher costs, don't they?
Exactly. So the big firms can handle having in-house people, but small and medium-sized construction companies are much better off outsourcing, especially for niche or specific professions. Also, outsourcing can extend beyond just design tasks. It includes essential back office functions like submittals, procurement management, and takeoffs. By leveraging specialized skills from external teams for these back office tasks, firms not only cut costs, but also gain access to expertise that may not be available in-house.
Not only that, it would be on demand as well.
When you have your employees that are already stretched thin by a high volume of work, if they have an influx of small tasks that need to be done, like submittals, hiring someone external to take care of that, to take the stress off your full-time employees is the best way to go.
Yes, that does make a lot of sense. A lot of these tasks, as you said, are extremely specialized and may be hard to come by to hire in-house. An example might be building information modeling, or BIM, which is making itself essential to the process of design work. What would you say is the benefit of outsourcing for tasks such as this?
A significant concern with BIM is its cost. So trades can charge up to hundreds of thousands of dollars for BIM coordination alone. However, many firms doing the actual modeling are paying designers $1,500 to $2,000 a month in regions like South America or Asia. Formwork eliminates the middleman by connecting construction firms directly with these designers, reducing costs significantly. These designers doing the work are as qualified and as skilled as anyone in the US who might be doing the work. Or oftentimes the firms in the US posing as doing the work, they're actually outsourcing to these providers who are based in foreign countries.
As it's emerging technology, a lot of people are clearly taking advantage of this and overinflating, you could say. Platforms like Formwork or outsourcing this type of work is leveling the playing field and also putting a bit more power into the people actually doing it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely in everyone's best interest to take advantage of a service like Formwork, which eliminates the middleman. Additional advantage of reduction in expenses would allow for BIM coordination to begin during the pre-construction phase, enabling firms to turn over design files to subcontractors once they're onboarded so they can make any necessary tweaks efficiently.
So by starting the BIM coordination early, this would effectively benefit all involved and reduce the likelihood of having to do any takebacks.
Exactly. Like when all the clash detection can be done, any sort of off-site putting prefabrication can be started sooner. It'll make the project cheaper, more efficient, more accurate, and take less time.
Sounds great.
Any of those pain points that we talked about earlier, they can all be alleviated.
Perfect. So as we wrap up, what advice would you give to project managers looking to navigate these challenges effectively?
My advice would be to embrace collaboration, both within your teams and with external partners like Formwork. Leverage technology to enhance communication and streamline processes, and don't hesitate to explore outsourcing options for specialized tasks, because it can provide significant relief in managing workloads while ensuring quality.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights today, Michael. It's clear that while there are many challenges in the construction industry, there are also innovative solutions on the horizon.
Thanks for having me on. I really hope the listeners found it interesting and were inspired to find new ways to tackle these challenges and pain points.
Yes, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Be sure to join us next time as we continue exploring the evolving landscape of construction. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you in the next one.